Second date update.
All right, we got Gary standing by. Gary went out with Viola, had a great first date, but no second date. We're going to see if we can help him out this morning. First of all, Gary, tell everybody how you met Viola.
We met at TCC. Like, we had a couple classes together, and so, yeah, I just kind of knew her from around.
Okay. Do you have any classes with her now at TCC?
No, I don't. So, I mean, that's one of the reasons why I called you guys, because I don't have regular contact with her now, you know?
Oh, okay. All right. Did you just run into her on campus, or how did that...
Yeah. I ran into her on campus, like, run the food court, and I just, like, came up to her, like, really quick, because I was really nervous.
Okay.
And asked her out.
I see. Well, what did you guys do on your date?
We went to on a house, but I wanted to go with a bunch of friends so that she felt, like, safe, you know?
Yeah.
And, like, there was, like, kind of to cut the tension.
Uh-huh.
But I haven't heard from her since.
Okay. And you haven't seen her on campus?
No, I haven't seen her on campus.
All right. Well, let's have us give her a call, see if we can figure out what's going on, and see if we can get you a second date, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Hello?
Is this Viola?
Yes.
Hey, this is the Hawkeye in the Morning Show on New Country 96.3. Can we talk to you on the air for a second?
Yeah, sure.
The reason we're calling is we have a feature on our show called Second Date Update, and people call us and had a great first date, but for some reason never progresses to a second date, and we got a call about you.
Oh.
Do you remember going out with Gary?
Yes, I do remember that.
Well, he said you guys had a great date, and then he said he never heard from you again.
Yeah, so basically when he picked me up, he was in this full school makeup, and that's pretty weird.
Wait, what?
Yeah, no, he dressed up as a ghoul. You know, like the makeup and everything.
Well, okay, now he did say you guys were going to a haunted house. Is that correct? Is that where you guys went on your date?
Yes.
Was it like rather extensive makeup, or was it just, you know, a little bit of makeup?
No, it was pretty extensive makeup. And like, also, who dresses up really creepy to go to haunted houses? Like, I've just never experienced that before.
All right, okay. And because of that, that's why it just so freaked you out that you didn't end up doing that or ended up returning any calls.
Also, it was like really awkward because like when he picked me up, my dad was home and my dad kind of thought he was like a freak. And so that didn't leave a good impression.
Yeah, sure. No, I get it.
Aww.
Well, here's the deal. Gary didn't tell us that part. He just said that you guys know each other from TCC and that... you guys had a good first date, went to a haunted house, and he had a really good time, and he asked us to call on his behalf. He's actually on the other line. Would it be okay if we brought him in on this conversation?
Yeah.
Gary, are you there?
Yeah.
Is that true that you showed up for the date dressed like a ghoul?
Yeah. I mean, technically, I was a warlock, but yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, like, honestly, it kind of, like, freaked me out when you showed up like that, and it also freaked my dad out with the makeup and everything.
Like, here's the thing. Like, all my friends said that everybody was going to get dressed up. And then I showed up, and nobody was dressed up. And I didn't want to bring it up because I'm going to be, like, I'm going to be weird. And you'd know that I kind of, like, I don't know, got picked on.
So it was a joke on you that you showed up, made up, and nobody else did?
Yeah, exactly.
So, I mean, wouldn't it have been a good idea to bring it up, though? Because, I mean, you can't kind of avoid looking at your face.
I didn't bring it up in the first 30 minutes, you know? And then by then it was, like, too late.
Well, Gary, if you would have, like, told me that, like, I would have understood. And that would have made, like, way more sense than you just showing up, like, in a full ghoul makeup. Because I thought you were just super into Halloween. And it kind of, like, weirded me out.
I know. It just too much time passed that it would have been weird for me to bring it up, you know? Like, when you see somebody with, like, itch in their teeth, it's like, if you don't, you know, like, tell them right away, then you kind of just have to pretend like you don't see it.
Well, I don't like pretending, so you should have told me for sure.
Viola, let me ask you this. Now that you know why Gary got dressed up, his friends played a prank on him. How about this? I pick up the tab for date number two. I send you guys somewhere nice. You guys get to know each other on a different level here without all the friends and everything. Would you be interested in going out with Gary a second time?
Yeah, I'd like that. I think that would be nice.
Okay, Gary, are you up for a second date still?
Yeah, we can both dress up.
No, don't.
No, probably not.
No, we're going to skip the dressing up. We're not going to do the dressing up.
Yeah. I know, I'm just joking.
All right, well, there we go. That's a success story. How about that?
Catch Second Date Update live. Stream Hawkeye in the Morning on NewCountry963.com or by using the New Country 96.3 app.
And join us for more fun with our Best of Hawkeye in the Morning podcast and our new Travel with Hawkeye podcast on our website, HawkeyeOnAir.com/podcast. That's HawkeyeOnAir.com/podcast.